17. Happy-go-lucky Chengdu.
People like to call Beijing a political city because it's the capital and there are lots of bureaucrats. Even taxi drivers talk politics. Shanghai, on the other hand, is viewed as a city of fashions. Ever since the 1930s, when Shanghai was under Western rule, it has always been at the forefront of fashion. Guangdong is the center of the economy where business has the priority. As the saying goes, whether a cat is black or white, it is a good cat as long as it catches mice. Chengdu is a happy-go-lucky city. Do you know anything about Chengdu?
Chengdu is a major city in Sichuan province. The temperature is mild and the land is very productive. In fact, so fertile that even a stick will grow. The favorable environment has given rise to a very easy and relaxed lifestyle. According to a 2005 survey, people's expectation for a monthly salary is 3,000 yuan. They believe that amount of money is enough to lead a happy life in Chengdu. Many Chengdu people drive a small, fuel-efficient car called auto. The car didn't sell well in Beijing because Beijingers thought it was too shabby. In fact, autos were not even allowed on Beijing's Chang'an Avenue for some time.
Chengdu is also known for its tea houses.
Yes, there are tea houses everywhere. Unlike some other big cities where tea houses are graded to serve different customers, tea houses in Chengdu offer a whole range of products. Everyone, be it a businessman, a migrant worker, or a student, can find something they want. People can spend a day in the tea house, either to talk business or simply relax.
Are there any other interesting games there?
Mahjong is a popular game among tea house goers in Chengdu. There was a joke on the internet that says, as soon as a plane enters the Chengdu airspace, passengers can hear the sound of mahjong shuffling. Chengdu is also known for its snacks. There are plenty of culinary and entertainment outlets. You don't always find the kind of restlessness in Chengdu as in other cities, but this doesn't mean Chengdu people have closed minds. On the contrary, they are very open-minded.
It's good for a person to be happy and forget about fame and wealth, but we still have to worry about social progress, right?
In fact, Chengdu has made great progress. It ranked the fourth in terms of economic growth in 2005, after Beijing, Shanghai, and Guangzhou. During the National Day Golden Week holidays, Chengdu ranked the eighth of the top 10 most popular tourist destinations.
This reminds me of a Chinese saying, "A lucky person doesn't have to chase luck."